right off the very top of the program. We go there right now. We are joined to start off our Wednesday program with a quarterback for the Houston Texans. He is a Pro Bowler, more than 4,700 total yards, 31 touchdowns this season, the first quarterback in team history to throw for at least 25 TDs and fewer than 10 interceptions. He was an All-American. He was a national champion at Clemson. He led the Texans to the playoffs this season and today. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you know this. He is appearing courtesy of Gatorade and their new limited edition flavor. You know I'm talking about Deshaun Watson. Deshaun, good to see you.
What's up, man? I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. How are you living? How's life?
It's great. It's a blessing. Like you said, came from Orlando. Had an opportunity to go to the Pro Bowl, which is awesome. So it's all good.
All right, that's where I'm starting right now. You did have a chance to go to Orlando. The opportunity, that was your first Pro Bowl. What was that experience like for you?
I mean, it was awesome. Be able to kind of just, you know, let the family, you know, enjoy Disney World, be able to be around all the other great athletes, kind of, you know, pick their brains and have fun with them. So it was a good experience. I enjoyed it.
Everybody I've talked to who goes there, especially the first time, says it's good for that very thing. You can get around the fellas. You can pick their brains. Was there anybody in particular that you were looking to kind of meet with or talk to?
Most of the guys, especially on the AFC, I kind of met. We played them, or, you know, I've seen them around. But it was cool to be able to hang around with, you know, Von Miller a little bit and Melvin Ingram and some of the Charger players for sure.
We're talking to Deshaun Watson as part of that game, too. Late in the game, you hit Jalen Ramsey for a TD pass.
What do you
make of my man's route running ability?
It was actually good. It was actually a run play because we were trying to get the fullback 42, the MVP. So we were actually a run play. Then Jalen broke the huddle and was like, hey, give me a slant. So I was like, all right, cool. I'll get you a slant. And he ran a good route and came over.
Hey, man, what's weird? And what's more weird? Offensive guys rushing the quarterback, defensive guys running routes, or a fullback winning the MVP?
Man, we really want the fullback to win the MVP. We thought he was going to win it.
All right, and he did. Deshaun Watson joining me here on Radio Row.
Yes, sir.
You told PFT that when it comes to you and Patrick Mahomes, quote, hopefully we get that Peyton and Tom Brady type of match every year. So when you watch Mahomes, what do you think about his game? What do you see when you watch him play?
I mean, he's a guy that's very, you know, good for leadership of that team. He makes the plays all the time outside the pocket. You know, he makes every throw. He has a strong arm. The play is never over, and he has that team, you know, in his hands, and he can do whatever he wants to in that offense. So, you know, scoring a lot of points and having a lot of confidence.
You know, I'll tell you what's really interesting to me about what you just said. The guy can do so many different things physically, but you started with his ability to lead, his leadership. He can lead from the front.
Right.
Everybody says the same thing about you. What's it like coming in as a young guy, and you got to lead other guys that, other than football, sometimes you don't have a lot in common with them because they're older, they've got families.
Right.
I mean, not to use the word, but the grown-ass men you got to lead out there.
For sure.
How do you connect with those guys?
I mean, you just got to be yourself. You just got to be able to find ways to kind of connect. And the interesting part is, especially for our locker room, is a lot of the older guys want to, you know, always try to stay young. And so it's just I'm young and hip.
I know, man. I'm old enough. I'm old enough to be the older guy's dad, so I know what you're saying, man.
Right. So everyone kind of relates to me and kind of draw that attention. So it's pretty cool to have that opportunity.
We're talking to Deshaun Watson leading from the front, you know, and you got to be authentic. What about the leadership, your ability to lead? A lot of that's natural.
A lot
of that you're born with. But you've been around others that I'm sure you've drawn upon. Who are some of the guys you learned about leadership from?
J.J. Watt. Jonathan Joseph, DeAndre Hopkins, you know, guys like that Tyrann Mathieu for sure, especially this year, just watching them from afar and just kind of conversating with them and just kind of just being yourself. That was the biggest thing. Be yourself. Don't try to force the issue. If you be yourself and know when to speak and know how to speak, everyone will listen.
Can I tell you, one of my favorite athletes ever, and they pay me not to play favorites. I say this all the time. One of my favorite guys ever is Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah.
Man, I love the guy. I love his game. I love his attitude. What's it like playing with him, having him in the same locker room?
It's awesome. He's a team. He sets the tone for every game. He's the one talking to us, motivating us, and you can just feel his energy whenever you step on the field. So it's awesome to have him in that locker room.
You know, your rookie season obviously was amazing, and then it got cut short by that knee injury. And until you go through something like that, you never really know how you're going to react.
Right.
What was it like to work your way back? And was the bigger challenge the physical side or the psychological side?
Really the physical side. It was very, very tough. I mean, just kind of the way I started off those six games and kind of getting the feel, getting my feet wet, and then just having it taken away from me, it was tough. It was a long roll of rehab, but the physical part was the biggest thing. Mentally, I kind of went through it before, so I kind of knew the routine and I was going to be fine, but just getting back physically and being ready to play at this level.
Deshaun Watson's my guest. He's here with Gatorade. We'll get to that in just one moment. People always talk about how rehab and therapy is like the loneliest thing in the world, right? But at least it is. It is. But at least you had J.J. Watt going through the rehab process at the same time. So at that time, you know, you're talking about winning. You're talking about team goals. What was it like to have somebody else to go through that with? And then for the two of you to come back and start to make those dreams a reality.
It's really a blessing to be able to, because I became more professional. He helped me be able to, you know, go about my business, go about my rehab, how to take care of my body, how to watch film, little things like that that I can kind of conversate with him while we're in there, you know, training or we're watching film together or we're working out together. So it was good to be able to watch him, you know, come back and do the thing he did this year.
Seems kind of a weird question to ask, but is there a chance that you actually got better while you were hurt?
For sure. Especially mentally, I got a lot better. A lot better.
So how different are you as a quarterback right now as compared to when you first entered the NFL? What's the biggest change in your style?
The biggest change is really just taking what the defense is giving me, not really forcing the big play. You can watch it. If you watch my whole season this year of 2018, the first half, I was still playing like a rookie, you know, kind of just kind of forcing throws downfield, turning into interceptions, not taking what the defense is giving me. But after the bye week in the second half, I kind of understood that, you know, if I just take care of the ball and take what the defense is giving me, it gives us a better chance of winning because we have a great defense.
It's got to be tough, though, right? I mean, you have a great defense, so you don't have to make every single play,
sure,
every single throw. But when you're used to making every single play and every single throw, isn't it hard?
It's
how do you dial that thing back?
It.
How do you do it?
It's very hard. It's a pride thing. I mean, you just got to really just kind of, you know, take a sacrifice and take a step back and be like, hey, put the team first and not, you know, try to, you know, always make the big play so you, you know, things like that. So
we're talking to Deshaun Watson for a few more moments. Of course, you were on the sideline for the national title game with your alma mater, Clemson, in Alabama. Obviously, there's going to be joy in Clemson winning, but how much pride is there in the fact that you know that you helped build Clemson into what we see right now? You had a big part of that.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, Coach Sweeney, in my recruiting process, he told me that this is what he wanted to do. The things that we're doing right now at Clemson University, that's what he wanted to do. And he said, you know, he sat me down and I was 10th grade at the time, and he was like, hey, if you commit to me, you're going to be the one to help change this program. You're going to be the face of this program. You're going to change it and get the ball rolling. And I listened to him and trusted him, and that's what happened.
He knew. He always knew. I'm curious, what is a 10th grade Deshaun Watson thinking about? Were you thinking about where you wanted to go already? Were you thinking about what your college career was going to look like?
Not really. I was just kind of just enjoying the whole moment, all the letters and things like that and the attention I was getting. I was just trying to enjoy it.
What is it about Dabo? I mean, Dabo, there's nobody like Dabo,
right,
man. You can't really, you know it when you see it, but yep, it's kind of hard to explain it. What makes him so different and that program so special?
I mean, just the vibe and the energy he gives off. It's something that you really can't explain. You just have to go and experience yourself. And everyone that experienced fall in love with it. And they just love the way that he approached, you know, each and every meeting, each and every conversation, each and every, you know, practice. And so he's different. He's one of a kind for sure.
You know, Deshaun, you and I have talked in the past about your journey and the impact that your mother has had on you. You recently surprised her with a renovation of her home.
Right.
What was it like and what's it mean to be able to pay back, at least in part, a little bit, all the sacrifices she made for you?
I mean, it means the world to be able to give back. And, you know, that home was a Habitat home that she built, she helped build. And so it was kind of getting old and she wanted some new things. And, you know, she always talked about it, but I kind of just surprised her and partnered with House and was able to remodel the whole kitchen, living room, the hallways, and bless her with the things that she wanted.
Yeah, I would imagine you can't put a price tag on that. Whatever that cost, I mean, everything has a price tag,
right,
but that's priceless. That's priceless. All right, so you're working with Gatorade this week. I understand they've got a brand new limited edition flavor just for the Super Bowl. What is the flavor, and how do you like it?
The flavor is Peach Blitz. It's awesome. It's one of a kind. It's a limited edition that they're doing for Super Bowl in the home, my home state, Georgia. So it's good to be able to be partnered with them and you know, represent the Peach Blitz.
There it is, Peach Blitz. It's a brand new limited edition flavor. You mentioned Georgia before I let you go. I mean, you are not far from right here.
Right.
What do you make of this whole setup, and who do you like on Sunday?
The whole setup is awesome. I wish I was playing in it, but you know, I've been going back and forth all week. You know, Rams and Patriots, but
me too, by the way.
I don't know. It's hard to go against Brady, but I would like to see the Rams win.
Quarterback to quarterback, when you look at him and you see what he's doing at that age, what do you think?
That's the motto. He's setting the tone. That's where, you know, most guys want to be. You know, I'm only 23 years old, so hopefully when I'm 41, 42 years old, I'm able to do the things and play as long as he's playing.
Deshaun Watson starting us off on a Wednesday. That's the way you start the show. He's here with Gatorade. Deshaun, great to see you. Always appreciate you, and I appreciate you starting the day off for
us. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Good to see you. Deshaun Watson, my guest. All right, rock and roll. I told you Wednesday was going to be a huge day. Thanks so much.